How's your 2-hour lunch? 2 hours break kayo, di ba? Okay naman. So I hope you had your lunch talaga and you rested for a while because this afternoon we're going to have 3 speakers for this afternoon. First of our speaker is Pastor Rico Ricofort. Let me just give a brief background about him. Well, actually, I met him or I saw him preaching when I was in Youth Convergence, mga ganyan, or Tigas Days pa. And when I was youth talaga, kapag may Youth on Fire meeting, I saw this guy and, wow, siguro kailangan ko siyang ma-meet kasi parang magaling to eh. Sabi ko, kailangan ko siyang ma-meet. But then, just a quick background about him. He graduated a degree in Entrepreneurial Management at UANP in 1994. He started full-time ministry in 1997. He finished his ENLI course in 1998. He became the national director and I think the only national director of Youth on Fire, 1999. Became lead pastor of Victory Ortigas in 2006 and joined several international outreach and mission trips like Guam, Saipan, Singapore, Nashville, New York, Hawaii, Australia, Peru, London, Macau. And right now, he's married to Kitty Ricofort, father of 3, which is Alba, 6, Maha, 4, and Katya, 1-year-old. So, and right now he's the senior pastor of Victory Ortiga. So, without further ado, let's all welcome Pastor Rico Ricofort. Come on, guys.
Thank you. Gusto ko rin makilala si Jack kasi alam ko magaling din siya. Kaya nakilala ko rin. Anyway, thank you for inviting me. I want to thank Pinky for inviting me. Ito talaga yung the most exciting time to speak, you know, at 1:30. I just thank God I had the best slot. You know, 1:30 yan. Oh, maganda yan yung oras na yan. Gising na gising lahat. Yan, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukhang gising na gising ba? Okay, guys. So please don't fall asleep on me. I just wanna say, are you all, tama, no? Finance and, puro ano to, di ba? Admin? All? No, admin, finance, and life box. May life box din? Ikaw lang, bro. Ikaw lang life box. MPD si Nomer. Okay, great. Well, I was asked to talk about evangelism, and let me ask just a quick survey before we begin our teaching. Sino dito you'd consider yourself to be an evangelist? Taas ang kamay. Gift, evangelist. Okay, mukhang ano ha. One. Si Val. Okay? Anybody else? Bro James. Evangelist. Okay. Okay, ba't mo natanong yun yung gift? Ba't mo nasabi yun yung gift mo?
Siguro the way I relate to people. I have this parang way of connecting our conversation dun sa parang at least may introduce ko sa kanila si Jesus.
Okay. The way you relate to people. By the way, what I'm going to do to keep everybody awake is I'm going to go around. Okay? So, to make sure. Because, you know, this is the best time talaga to teach. 1:30 after lunch. Okay? It's the best time. Anyway, Val, why do you think that's your gift?
Same lang din po kay James. Parang may ease lang dun sa pag... Parang hindi ko kailangan effortan masyado. Parang nagpo-flow lang siya.
Yeah. Great. So it's not much of an effort for you to deal with people, to share, you know, with people, try to connect them to Christ. Sometimes there's this misconception that if you don't have the gift of evangelism, you're not supposed to do... If you're not an evangelist, you're not supposed to do evangelism. That let others do it. Ah, ang gift ko, ano ako eh, medyo prophetic eh. Iba prophetic, iba papetic, you know, papetic-petic lang sila. You know, the different kind of gifts. May iba intercessor sila, may iba prayer. But let me show you the scripture just to show you that all of us are called to do the work of an evangelist. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. It says, but you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of what? Of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. This was Paul speaking to Timothy. Sinasabi niya kay Timothy, hey, do the work of an evangelist. Eh, ang tanong, evangelist ba si Timothy? Etong message na to, is it just for people who are evangelists? No. Paul is saying that do the work of an evangelist whether you have the gifting or not. Okay? So it's very important to have it at the onset that all of us are called to do the work of an evangelist. Muna-una, ano ba yung evangelism? Evangelism is preaching the word. Preaching the gospel. Okay? Yun yung evangelism. You're preaching the gospel. You're preaching the gospel. You know, you're sharing the gospel of Christ. Okay? May iba kasi nag-share ng gospel, pero hindi yun yung complete gospel. Okay? May iba incomplete gospel. But when we talk about the gospel, you talk about, you know, what Jesus did for us and the effect on our lives. But going back to that verse, okay? Second Timothy. Kasi yung mindset ng ibang tao, ay, hindi ko gifting yan. That's not my gifting. Do you remember the first time, not the first time, the time that you were born again, naalala nyo na born again kayo? And it seemed like at that time, it was easy to go and share your testimony and preach the word to others. But the longer you are a Christian, the question is that same passion still present today? Because when it comes to sharing the gospel or evangelism, kuminsan, kasi more and more, the longer you are na Kristiyano ka, the less interaction normally people would have with unbelievers. Diba? The less eh. Parang naging kaibigan mo, puro mga Christian din, nasa workplace kayo, puro Christian. Tapos hindi ka na nakaka-interact with others. You have less interaction with those people who need to hear the gospel. And what happens is the chances of you sharing the gospel become less and less. That's why it takes an effort for us to really have that connection with our unbeliever friends. We need to find every excuse to still maintain relationships with unbelievers. Because isipin mo lang yung mundo mo ngayon. Think about your world now. You go to church, who do you spend time with? Siyempre, with Christians. In your workplace, who do you spend time with? Malamang, kasama naman natin halos lahat sa trabaho natin, puro mga Christian, ano? Okay? Meron ba kayong kilalang staff na hindi Christian? Siguro naman lahat. Okay? Although some don't act like... Hindi, loka lang. Karamihan naman ang mga kasama natin, Christian, di ba? Okay, at the workplace, Christian. And then your family at home, Christian. Now, what's the opportunity for you now to spend time with unbelievers? It becomes less and less. But you know what? God's calling us to still continue to do the work of an evangelist. How can you do the work of an evangelist if you're not strategic with your time? Yung sa discipleship process, ano yung unang E? Engage. What's the goal of engage? Ako, may review tayo dito. What is the goal of engage? Ano yung goal? Okay.
Build the relationship.
Okay. To connect with people.
To connect with people. What's the goal of engage?
To engage the culture and community.
Engage culture and community. Sige, yung mga hindi nakatingin sa akin, yun ang tinatawag ko usually. Eh. Pero yung mga nakatingin sa akin, hindi.
Getting to know the person so you can share the gospel.
Okay, there you go. That's what I was waiting for. Getting to know the person, you engage your culture and community so that you can share the gospel. But the problem nowadays, well, I don't want to make it a blank statement, is this blank statement. But the problem nowadays, sometimes people, they just engage and engage, and then they don't share the gospel. Wala nang nangyari. Oh, kamusta? Doon ka pa rin? Saan? Engage. Oh, I'm engaging. Pero yung end nga, yung beginning point, yung starting point ng discipleship is preaching the gospel. Is evangelism. Evangelism is the starting point of discipleship. Let me say that again. Evangelism is the starting point of discipleship. Kaya nga natin, nilagay lang natin, ang unang E talaga dati is evangelize. Ginawa natin engage because we consider it part of evangelism where you talk to people, you connect to them. Pero yung main goal ng engage is to evangelize. But if we just continue and say, ah, hindi, ito na yung ginagawa ko, ano ginagawa, engage, engage lang on engage, but it doesn't move further, ay, wala na mangyayari nun. Like, most of you, I ask, okay, oh, sige, anong engage? Engage your culture and community. For what? You engage your culture and community because ultimately you're supposed to share and preach the gospel. Amen ba dyan? It doesn't end with engage, but it's just sad sometimes. Doon na, ano ginagawa mo? Wala, engage lang engage. Wala na nangyari. Oh, gaano katagal mo na in-engage? 3 years na. 3 years, nag-engage pa rin kayo. No, the point must come that at one point, you have to share your testimony, you have to share the gospel. Or else, you'll get stuck there. Paano ka naman pupunta dun sa establish, equip, and empower kung hindi mo na-accomplish yung goal ng engage, which is to share the gospel or to evangelize. Okay? But when it comes to evangelism, they're saying many are cold and few are frozen. You know, many are cold and few are frozen. They just don't want to do it. They're saying, ah, masaya na ako dito. Isipin mo na yun, ah. One is, I'm just showing the picture, the scenario. One is, on one side, Christiano ka, you're working, okay, especially for us who are in full-time ministry, the time with unbelievers becomes less and less. And you really may need to have a deliberate effort to engage. That's the picture. Plus, yung isa pa is that wala ka nang time, pero yung if we don't understand that our goal is to evangelize, the purpose of the engage is to evangelize, okay, then hindi tayo makaka-move on. Like, let me share with you this. You know what? We're coming up with, alam niya yung movie na God's Not Dead? It's going to be shown November. And then we're going to have a training, Metro Manila-wide. We're going to have a movie screening. Siguro, alam niyo naman yun kasi admin kayo, di ba? So, alam niyo nangyayari. So, we're going to have that Metro Manila-wide. Okay, so maybe some finance also here. And then there's going to be a training for the God test. You guys have seen the God test? Hindi ko na nadala yung brochure. But the God test is an effective tool for us to share the gospel. It's an effective tool. And I really want to encourage you to get trained. Okay? Kung who among you here, you're also Victory Group leaders. Okay, lahat, ayos. So you're gonna get trained, and I just wanna challenge you guys to go into the next level of saying, Lord, I wanna step up when it comes to evangelism. Maybe you ask yourself now, when was the last time you shared the gospel to somebody? When was the last time you shared the gospel to somebody and preached the word to somebody? Okay? Pag-asustin mo sarili, oh nga no. Kasi we can be busy doing, you know, doing a lot of stuff and yet miss out. I don't want to reach the point in my Christian life where I'm not excited anymore to see people get saved. Kanyari, nag-altar call kami pag Sunday. If you need to receive Jesus, kahit isa, dalawa, you know, man, Lord, I want to be excited all the time to see somebody saved. You know why? Because the Bible says if one person gets saved in heaven, if one person gets saved, the whole heaven rejoices. I mean, Lord, help me not miss out on that. I don't want to miss that joy of seeing people get saved. I don't want to miss that joy. And recently, okay, kailangan daw nila, okay, nag-usap-usap pa nila, Pastor Mark, Pastor Gilbert, kailangan nila ng demo video para sa The God Test. Okay, so ang assign ako at saka si Pastor Mark. So yung assignment ko, alam niyo kung saan? Sa bar, okay? Sa Chef and Brewer Bar, we set up the God Test booth and then we'll try out the God Test. I was able to share to 4 people. Okay, isa bartender, isa yung DJ, isang schoolmate sa Lasal, tapos sino pa ba yung isa? Yung isa dati nag-empleyado doon. Okay? He just happened to drop by. And you know what? When I use the God test, effective talaga siya. It's an effective tool. Because some people may say, effective ba yan? Hindi ko alam kung effective yan. Siguro maganda, subukan mo muna para talaga malaman mo. You know, if you try doing that, it's really effective. But let me go now to my teaching proper. Why is it that we're all called to be evangelists? Because the Bible says, do the work of the evangelist. Okay? And how can we say that we can do the work of an evangelist? It's because of what God has given us. What did God give us? Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says this. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died. And he died for all so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Okay, balik tayo dun sa verse before, verse 14. For Christ's love compels us. You know what's going to compel you to preach the gospel? It's Christ's love. It's not because, ay, kailangan gawin yun eh, kasi process ng discipleship. Eh, victory tayo, kailangan gawin natin yan. No, no, it's the love of Christ that's going to compel you to preach the gospel. You're not doing it out of obligation. You're not doing it because your pastor said so. You're not doing it because you're, I'm a victory group leader. You're doing it because Christ's love compels you. Can you say amen now? Tama ba, Jack? It's Christ's love that's going to compel you. Wow, Lord, that you love these people so much, that you value unbelievers. Lord, help me value what you value. Help me love what you love. So it's the love of Christ. Yung compassion ni Lord inside of you, you know what's going to move you to preach the gospel? It's not like, ay, naku, eh, hindi ko gifting to. Ah, gifting ko to, gagawin ko to. No, what would push you? Okay, what would drive you? What's your motivation? You know what your motivation is? It's the love of Christ. And that's a powerful word, compels. It compels. It's not like, parang, it's a good suggestion, you know, that we're going to preach the word, the gospel. No, the love of Christ compels. So it's something inside of you that you're compelled, that you're driven to do it. You're motivated to do it. And if that's your motivation, kung dyan ang gagaling, guess what? You're not going to lose the fire for evangelism. You're not going to lose it. But you're going to say, Lord, here I am. Use me. It was so fun nga nung ginagawa ko. Kasi alam nyo ba dati nung, who among you've been part of church victory for 10 years? At least 10 years. Okay, sige. 15. Meron, alam ko, pinakamatagal dito eh. Ito na. 20. May 20 years na kayo sa victory. 20 na, siya. 20. Meron pa mas mataas dito. 25. Oh, ito mo si Janet to, 25. I mean, you remember the early days? The early days was, alala ko, si Pastor Arnie, siya nag-train sa akin eh. Asawa ni Janet. He trained me to share the gospel. You know how? Yung two-question test. Tapos yung two-question test, kung paano pupunta, high school ako noon, ha, punta kaming Green Hills. Okay, here's the two-question test, sabi niya sa akin. You know what? You're on fire for God. Why don't you share the gospel right now, huh? I already trained you, huh? What's that? Jan, just go. Look for somebody there. And I'm going to watch you from afar. So you know what I did? Cold call. I'm going to approach a stranger with the two-question test and share the gospel. Eh siya hindi lumalapit. Ang layo niya. So, naka-high school uniform ako noon, naghahanap ako, tapos I found somebody. You know, hi, my name's ganyan-ganyan. I was just a student, ah. Tapos binuksan ko yung two-question test, I went through it. Hindi ko na nga maalala kung nasave o hindi, eh. Takot ko kasi, hindi fear of the Lord, fear of Arnie, eh. Kasi nanonood siya ng malayo, eh. But you know what? That experience changed me. Because what made me do it was the love of Christ. What's the love of God? Ay! Si Jeline pala to. Andito ka pala nun, di ba? Andun ka pala nun sa bar, di ba? Oh, sila yung nagvi-video sa amin doon sa bar. Okay? Sabi ko nga sa kanya sa video sa bar, gawin na lang natin mga 9, 10 o'clock para meron naman yung mga lasing para mas madali. Kasi maaga pa lang, yung mga ano pa lang nun eh, 7 o'clock. Hindi pa sila masyadong umiinom nun eh. Di ba? Tapos sabi ko, pag vini-video, huwag masyadong nakatabi sa akin yung beer. Baka mamaya, hindi yung iced tea mainom ko. Baka yung beer yung mga ganun. Anyway, going back to the testimony, Pastor, I remember that vividly because it made me step out in faith to share the gospel to somebody, even I don't know, people I didn't even know. So yung passion na to share, just like that. And I remember people, they would, well, New Belt days pa to, di ba? Yung gagawa sila ng mga mime, although hindi na natin ginagawa yon. Yung mga mime na ginagawa sa streets, yung mga nagpipreach sa bus. I mean, grabe, that fire, that passion for evangelism. In fact, there's a prophecy. When Pastor Jim Lafoon was here, there's going to be another sweep of an evangelistic spirit that's going to come upon us. That the church would grow, not from transferees or attraction from other churches, okay? But it's going to grow because we're going to be reaching out once again to lost people. And we don't want to get, sana hindi tayo maiwan with what God is going to do. Can you say amen now? You're not going to be left behind. Say, Lord, I want to be part of that. Am I an evangelist? You don't have to be an evangelist because God calls us to do the work of an evangelist. And He gave us these three things so that we can accomplish evangelism. Una-una, okay, binasa ko, it compels us. It's the love of God that compels us. But let's continue reading sa 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Okay, mabalik tayo doon. Okay, verse 16. It says here, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Okay? And then familiar scripture, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creation, the new has come and the old has gone, and the new is here. Okay, parang ibang version to. ESV ba to? Okay, next. And this is from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us, ito yung mga binigay niya, three things He gave us so that we can accomplish the work of evangelism. Number one is that He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Okay? Yun ang unang binigay ni Lord sa atin. It's the ministry of reconciliation. Okay? But going back to that verse, bakit tayo meron ministry of reconciliation? Because you got to understand that before He gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that we were first reconciled to Himself. Look at that. And this is from God who reconciled us to Himself. So now that we've been reconciled to God, ano ibig sabihin ng reconciliation? Ano ibig sabihin ng reconciliation? Ano ibig reconciliation sa Tagalog? Oo, pagbate. Ano ibig reconciliation sa Tagalog? What's another word for reconciliation? Anyone? Reconnect? Yeah? Restoration? There you go, a restoration of relationship. You know why? Because in the first place, the relationship was broken because of sin. Wala tayong relationship with God because of sin. It's broken. But through Christ, there's now reconciliation. Okay? He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Okay? So yung ministry of reconciliation, nasa atin na yun. O sino may ministry ng reconciliation? Lahat tayo. Di ba? But the Bible says He gave some to be apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists, you know, pastors, teachers and pastors to do the work, to train people, diba, to do the works of the ministry. Pero dito, it doesn't say He gave some. He says He gave us. So it involves everybody, all Christians. Hindi katulad apostles, pastors, preachers, yung fivefold ministry, He gave some. That kind of ministry. But this one, He gave all. Diba? Is that clear? He gave all. Itong ministry of reconciliation, to bring people to Christ, this ministry belongs to all of us. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, sabi mo, it belongs to you. It belongs to you. Yan. Sabi mo, it belongs to you. Okay, next question is, what are you doing about it? That's the next question. What are you doing about it? That ministry now belongs to you. The ministry of reconciliation belongs to you. He reconciled us to Himself and He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. What? You know what our job is? It's to reconcile people to God. Wow. God has given that opportunity, not opportunity, a privilege for us to reconcile people to God. Alam mo, saya talaga when you see people saved. Diba? Parang iba yung joy eh. Iba yung joy, parang they were like snatched out of the pit of hell and then now they're serving God. I mean, you see them go through the process, getting saved, going through Victory Weekend, becoming a Victory Group leader. Wow. And your response is, wow, Lord, thank you for using me. Eh, sino ba tayo? You know, we were also reconciled through Christ, but apart from Him, we can't do anything. Second thing He gave us, let's continue reading. And thus God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and He has committed to us the what? Message. The message of reconciliation. Ano yung message of reconciliation? Uy, galing ha. Talagang gising na gising talaga to. The gospel is the message of reconciliation. So He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And He also gave us the message of reconciliation. So now there's no more excuse. We can't say, ay, hindi man ako eh. Hindi man ako dyan, hindi ako evangelist. No, He gave you the ministry of reconciliation. Ay, hindi ko naman alam sasabihin ko eh. Ay, he gave us the message of reconciliation. What's the message? The message is the gospel. Okay? That Christ died for us. Paid the price for our sins that we can now have eternal life through Him. So yung ministry, so hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, hindi ko ministry yan eh. Alam mo, ako ito yung ministry ko. I'm called to be a prophetess. You know, I'm called to be a prophet. Ang gusto ko lang mag-prophesy. You know? Pero yung ministry of reconciliation, hindi. Para kay ano yan? Para kay Meg, para kay Lara dyan, para kay Leo, magagaling yan eh. Pero ako hindi. But you gotta understand, hey, this ministry belongs to us. So now we can't throw an excuse anymore. That's not for me. Second, okay, he committed to us the message of reconciliation. The message is also inside of us. Question is, are we spreading that message? Are we speaking that message out? Or have we been content thinking that everybody else can do it? Diba, sinasabi nga nila that some people, you know, it depends on their personality. Sino dito nag-strengths finder? Okay, sino dito meron kayong ano ng theme ng communication? Ng woo. Okay? Ano pa yung mga people skills? Empathy. Activator. Okay, sino yung mga, may mga people skills na ano, themes? O, halos lahat. Pero yung mga iba, kuminsan, yung iba naman, di ba, puro mga thinking. Yung ideation, ano pa ba yun? Responsibility. Tapos meron pa, ano yun, yung strategic. Okay? Maximize. Nakakatawa, we did this with Kitty, yung wife ko. Yung sabi ni Jack kanina, who's now married to Kitty at this time, I'm gonna be married to her forever. You know, I'm not, hindi lang at this time, it's forever. Anyway, ginawa namin strength finder, wala kami pareho ni isa. Not one. And napansin ko lang, medyo yung mga sa strength finder, wala ako ni isang thinking. Puro activator, communication. Wala ako isang thinking. Kaya ang galing nga ng staff namin, halo-halo. In our staff, halo-halo kami. I mean, you look at sila Pastor Cleve, sila Pastor Noel, you know, halo-halo yung mga ano namin. Medyo kapareho ko nga si Pastor Ferdy ng konti. Okay, siya yun, activator, ganyan yung mga sa kanya. Ang wala ata ako niya, yung command. Okay, meron siya na yung command. But anyway, people are saying that, oh, it's not my strength. You know, I'm not really a people person. But you know what? I heard this before. There's a psychologist said that no matter what personality you have, you can at least influence 10,000 people in your lifetime. 10,000, yung oikos. Okay, sino dito, you consider yourself people person? Taas ang kamay. You're a people person. Sino dito, you're the reserved, shy type? Raise your hands. Oh, yun, no? Talagang reserved na reserved. Shy, nagtaas ng mga kamay. Ako yun. Talagang reserved, eh. Nagtaas ng kamay. The point I'm trying to prove is, no matter what personality you've got, okay, no matter what personality you've got, you can still influence people in your lifetime. At least 10,000. So wala sa personality yan. Okay? Nasa calling yan. Ano yung calling natin? We've been called to do the work of an evangelist. And we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. We've been given the message of reconciliation. So we got to understand that this is for everybody. For everybody. Anybody can do it. We're going to start doing the God test. We're going to show anybody can do it. You know? Eh, yung sa prophecy. Alala ko yun, one time. Nakakatawa, if you travel and then you go to another every nation church, they think like you can do anything. Oh, minsan, punta ako sa Singapore. Oh, sabi, kita ko ni Pastor, like, oh, come here. Eh, dumaan lang ako, stopover, on my way to Australia. Come here. Yeah. By the way, this is Pastor Rico, ganyan. And he called, come on, I want to call the leaders now. He's going to prophesy to them. Gusto ko sabihin, that's not my gift. Diba? Papaprophesy ako doon, sa harap. Eh, guess what? Eh, andun na sila eh. Sabi ko, Lord, andito na sa harap ko to. Kung evangelism to, ayos na to. Pero to prophesy, guess what? I had to do it. Yung una, sabi ko, you know what? I believe the Lord's saying to you, God loves you so much. You know, He's got this deep love for you. Una, ganun-ganun na muna. Hindi, but I just relied on God. But there's some things that you just have to do by faith. Diba? Gifting ko ba yun? Hindi. Pero ito yung point ko eh. You don't need to have the gift of evangelism to do evangelism. the gift of an evangelist to do it. Yun, sa prophecy, medyo kailangan may gift ka doon. One time, yun, pwede. Pero yung tipong yayayain ako, our speaker for our prophetic presbytery today is Rico Fort. There's no way. I mean, minsan nakaka-prophesy ako pag may mga prophet. Pag nandun, kunyari, sila Pastor Joel or si Pastor Gilbert, yun, nakaka-chamba minsan. Chamba eh, no? I'm just joking. Nakaka-flow. But guess what? When it comes to evangelism, we all can do it. Are you convinced? Tingnan mo na may katabi. Sabi mo, ba't wala kang katabi dito? Ba't wala kang gustong tumabi sa'yo? Wala namang rejection dito. Ba't ganyan, Jack? Ba't ganyan siya lang si... O dito yung mga top students sa harap. Dito. Sa klase namin ni Pastor Paul Barker. Ito yung mga... Walang maano sa harap eh. Puno sa mga likod eh. So, dito sa harap, mupo sila Bishop Manny. Walang mga... Anyway, once again, I just want to say, we all can do evangelism. Lahat tayo, lahat tayo. Kaya I want to encourage you guys, pagdating ng God test, I mean, try it. It's going to be easier now. You have an excuse. Because yung training natin, mas maganda pag may tool. Kasi kung walang tool, kuminsan mahirap magkaroon ng jumping point. Parang, ay, may papakita ako. Ito, may pen ka ba? Ito yung bridge illustration. You just can't jump to it right that, di ba? Share ko muna ng testimony. Pero pag may God test, meron kong tinitigdan, mas madali. Okay? Now, ano yung first two? He's given us the ministry of reconciliation and he's given us the message of reconciliation and he's given us this, the last. Okay? Pero hindi pa tayo tapos. Sabi dito, 2 Corinthians, continue that verse. We are, therefore, Christ, what? Ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Wow, look at that. God making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So lahat pala tayo dito, ambassador. Okay? Ambassadors pala tayo. So if we are all ambassadors, therefore we are all ministers of reconciliation. So he gave us what? He gave us the ministry, he gave us the message, and he gave us ministers of reconciliation. And sino yung mga ministers? Tayo po yun. Bakit tayo po yun? Dahil lahat po tayo ambassadors. Lahat po tayo ambassadors. I remember may isang kwento kay Pastor Mark na isang provincial church. Tapos may mga government people. Andun ata yung mayor, nandun ata yung governor. Tapos it was like an outreach. Just papakilala na si Pastor Mark. Alam mo yung, oh, by the way, this is Mark. Oh, what do you do? By the way, gusto niya share ng gospel. Aalis na siya. Sabi niya, what do you do? Sabi niya, I'm an ambassador. Sabi niya ganun. Ambassador. Ambassador of Christ. Sabi niya ganun. Tapos sinera niya ata ng gospel. I don't know, this is just funny, you know. He was telling me the story. Sabi ko, ano, ba't mo naisip yun? Sabi niya, wala na, kailangan ko na mag-share ng gospel, paalis na ako eh. Kasi sabi niya, mayor siya. Yung mga iba nandun, mga government official. Eh ako sabi ko, ambassador ako. So lahat tayo, we're all ambassadors. So we're all ministers of reconciliation. But look at that word again. It's such a powerful word. Balik ulit tayo dun, yung sa last verse that we showed. We're therefore Christ's ambassadors as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you. Implore. Wow, that's another powerful word. The other word earlier was compel. Ngayon, implore. You know, it's just, wow. What a privilege to be called an ambassador of Christ. Okay? Sabi, be reconciled to God. You're reconciling people to God. Now I want to hear from you guys. Knowing this, knowing that God has already given us this, what are the common barriers for people not to share their faith or share the gospel? I want you right now, okay, in your group, tatlo-tatlo kayo, pero bro, sama ka na lang sa iba. Kasi dito ko na lang. Okay, tatlo-tatlo kayo. I want you to first give me some reasons why people, ano yung mga barriers for people not to share the gospel. Okay? In our context. Okay? Maybe we can start now. Talk to the person beside you. Tatlo kayo. Ano yung mga barriers but hindi nag-share pa rin ng gospel yung tao? Okay? I want you to write it down and then we're going to go through each group. Ganito. Two part to. Everyone listen first. The first part is what are the barriers for people not sharing the gospel? Okay? In general. Number two, what are the barriers you guys have for not sharing the gospel? Okay? Okay ba yun? Mas personal. Yung isa general, isa personal. Okay, we can start now. Okay, general and personal yan, ha? Okay, 3 more minutes, because we want to hear from you guys. 3 more minutes. Make sure everybody talks. Thank you. Okay, are you guys ready? Okay, how do we start this? Harap ba papuntang likod or likod papuntang harap? Oh, likod daw eh. Likod daw. Okay, dito muna. Okay, first, we want to hear from you. Ano yung mga general barriers for sharing the gospel? And then we want to hear your personal barriers for sharing the gospel, for not sharing the gospel. Okay, so let's start with Hazel. Ay, ito may mga mic pala kayo eh, no? Okay. Guys, listen pala. Let's all listen. Just look back here.
For us po, number one is fear of rejection.
This is for the general.
For the general. Okay. Yeah. Maybe some people are yun nga po, fear of rejection. Uh-huh. And then fear of rejection or pride. Number two, complacency. Number three, insecurity. And then it will boil down to what we talked about, what Pastor Paul mentioned yesterday, that due to the lack of understanding of the gospel. Kaya po, yun. Because of the lack of understanding of the gospel, we have fear of rejection, pride, insecurity.
So, yeah. That's good. Personally?
Personally, number one, environment. Like, for example, we work here in the ministry. Sometimes we don't have time na po to reach out to other people. And then number two, familiarity. And number three, selfishness.
Sino sumagot yun sa tatlong yun? Sa tatlo kayo, sino yung nagsabing selfish? Hindi, loko lang. Okay, guys, did you hear that? Okay, I think mayroong mga similar, ano naman tayo dito, no? But, okay, I'll answer na some of the questions. Well, I'll respond to some of what they said. Yung una yung fear of rejection. Yung fear of rejection is very much connected naman talaga sa insecurity. Because if you, I mean, who you are, yung pag na-reject ka, pag secure ka, walang problema yung fear of rejection eh. But you got to understand, when we share the gospel, it's not you they're rejecting. Our job is to preach the gospel, whether they accept it or not. You know, it's not us anymore. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to move, you know, in their lives. Okay, so yung pressure should not be on us. The pressure is on the Word. Our job is to share the word and let the word do its work. It's not you. So right now, yung fear of rejection, let's just come against that and say, Lord, you've called me, you've given me this ministry, I'm going to do it, and I don't care whether I get rejected or not. But what matters is I'm doing it. Yung love ni, you know, that Christ's love compels us, that's what's going to drive you, that no matter what kind of rejection you're going to get out there, you're still going to go on. Okay? Tapos yung next, yung selfishness. Well, natural lang yun sa mga tao. You know, it's natural. How do you combat that? It's just, Lord, help me, put you first. You know? Tsaka yung environment. Siguro all of you have that common environment. Ibig sabihin, yung opportunity. I mean, it's also the same for us pastors. Kung isipin mo, for us, we're also working, we work in church. Yung time with unbelievers, we really need to make an effort. Because sino yung tinuturuan namin sa mga victory weekend, eh? Mga Christian na yun, di ba? Sino yung mga staff meeting, mapuro Christian. I mean, you look at your whole week and then Sunday. So it takes effort also for us to get into an environment where we can share to unbelievers. We really have to step out and say, Lord, kasi so totoo lang, marami naman tayong opportunity to interact with unbelievers. Think about this. The people that you... Sino dito nagpapagupit kayo? Kayo ba nagugupit ng sarili niyong buhok? Okay. Yun, that's an opportunity. Do you have a bank you go to? Do you have a gym that you go to? Do you have college and high school friends that you regularly meet? So if you think about it, there are opportunities for us to share. Okay? So let's not be limited by, okay, this is my time kasi my work is busy, but you know what? If you're going to find time, there's going to be time. So we have to be strategic in the way we plan. Okay ba yun? So ganun din yung challenge. Kaya pag may mga college reunion, high school reunion, I make it a point, I try to go. Okay? Para lang makaka-reconnect. You know, and thank God for for social media. Diba? We can track all our old unbeliever friends. Okay? So okay ba yun? So thank you, Hazel. And then let's hear from this group. Sinong spokesperson nyo? Oh, bak nakturo lahat kay Meg? O si Meg na daw.
For us, our general common barriers are similar. Fear of rejection, knowledge. Knowledge meaning kasi parang the tendency is feeling namin pag evangelism, may tendency na apologetics, parang may debate dapat na mangyayari. Tapos yung personal reasons namin is complacency. Minsan nakakalimutan na mahal ni God yung lost people. And ano isa? Rejection din eh.
Ayun, similar din yung sinasabi nila, yung complacency. You know, that's very common, complacency. Eh, okay na ako, may naman na ako, may victory group na ako, eh, ba't ko pa kailangan to? Busy-busy na ako sa ministry eh. Dadagdagan ko pa, sakit ng ulo pa, makipag-debate pa ako sa mga to. You know, but we gotta understand, that's what we need to keep away from, yung debates. Keep away from that. But sabi nga, the Bible says, always be prepared to give an answer to the hope that you have. You know, that means always prepared. That's why we also need to be equipped. Kaya pag-aralan din natin yung apologetics. Pero kailangan, alam natin yon at the back of our minds, we'll be able to study that so that you'll be prepared. Pero yung sinabi ni Pastor Paul Barker, yung understanding ng gospel, ayun, kailangan talaga, the inside out, alam natin yon. Okay, that when we share the gospel, when we preach the gospel, we also need to include repentance. Sometimes people, they preach the gospel and they don't tell people to repent. They'd say, okay, just believe in the Lord Jesus, pray this prayer, you're gonna be fine. Pero no mention of repentance, no mention of turning away from sin, hindi complete gospel yun. Okay, in his book, si Pastor Rice gives a definition of the gospel. You know, it's the life that, he lived the life that we should have lived. Ba, memorize ba? Okay, the death that we should have died. Diba? And what? Galing talaga ni Janelle, oh. Okay. Oh. And that he rose again, di ba? So yung death, burial, and resurrection niya, it talks about that, you know, part of the gospel. But really, if you have to understand, you know, sino dito nagkukumuha kayo ng EE dati? Tagal na nun, oh. Okay, Rainier. Okay, iba, ano yung EE? Rainier, explain mo yun. Ano ba yung EE?
Huh? Evangelism explosion?
Dati yung training
yung
16 weeks.
Right, mahaba. I can't remember.
Okay. Anyway, so yung mga barriers ulit, ano yung barrier na pinaka sa personal? Pinakamalaki. Complacency. Yeah, I think all of us at one point or the other, you know, we encounter that kind of complacency. Diba? How do you fight that complacency? O yung tanong na lang, sige, tanong yung itong grupong ito. Puro alabang dito. Talagang sama-sama talaga. Hindi kayo nag-iwalay. Okay. How do you fight complacency?
Do it with urgency. Do it with urgency.
Do it with urgency. Okay? Kaya lang, minsan, di ba? Sometimes, sa busy ng trabaho natin, di ba? By the way, gusto ko lang sabihin, dati admin din ako, ha? Historic yun. Kasi ilan, hindi ata umabot ng isang taon eh. Nalipat na kagad ako eh. But admin ako dati dun sa Rock. Oo, yung The Rock. Yun yung foundation nung umpisa natin. Ng kaya magaling yung building management dito eh, kasi sa The Rock eh. Yun yung foundation. Hindi, loko lang. I wasn't very good, so I got promoted right away. That's another word for saying na I got fired right away. Kala mo na-promote ka, nilipat ka eh. But I was actually fired from... Eh, dito, gusto ko dito. Si Chryson, spokesperson dito, sigurado. Di ba? Uy, grabe, puno-puno yung notes, oh.
Sige, Barshan.
Ay, kala ko siya, kinokopy mo lang pala. Kala ko, Chryson. Okay, si Chryson naman. Let's all listen to Chryson.
For general, fear of rejection, conscious of what people will say, because we've been Christian for a long time, may apathy, familiarity, and complacency. So there's no sense of urgency because you're always around Christians.
Right.
And sometimes because lack of knowledge in theology, you don't want to, like, you don't know what to say in case the person would ask you a little bit na deeper than what you know.
You know what? Yung point na yun, kung hindi mo talaga alam, don't be pressured to answer it. You know what? I don't know the answer to that. I'll just get back to you. But kuminsan yung ibang tao, kaya sila nag-sa-start ng debate, you know what they're doing? Smoke screen lang yun eh. They don't want to delve into the real issue. But if you go back and share in the gospel, yung gospel presentation, okay, I'll just give you like the easiest way to share the gospel. You just do the one verse evangelism. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. You just go through those words one by one. Wages of sin, una sin. You know, the wages of sin, kabayaran ng, ano, if you commit a sin, is death. How many sins do you need to commit for you to be disqualified from going to heaven? How many? One. Sabi, wages of sin, hindi sins. You know, may part dun sa God test. You know, may tanong dun, how do you rate yourself in fulfilling God's expectations for your life? From 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself? Yung iba, sagot nila, 8, 7. Pero when you start sharing the gospel to them and you give this verse, you know, the wage of sin is death, sabi ko sa kanila, testimony, ako, kala ko dati, 7 or 8 ako. But when I found out, God's law, wage of sin is death, isang kasalanan pala, I can be disqualified and no amount of good works would let me go into heaven. Hindi pala ako 7 or 8, I was a 0. Tapos yung sinagot nung sinishare ko, eh kung 0 ka, dapat pala negative pala ako, sabi ganun. So biglang nababago yung isip nila eh. Una, ang taas ng score nila eh. But when they see that verse, wages of sin is death, but here's the good news, the gift of God, it's a gift. It's something that you don't earn. You know, it's something that you don't pay for, but it's free. Is eternal life where? In Christ Jesus. How do you receive this gift? This gift is received by faith. When we put our faith and trust in Jesus, when what we need to do is we need to repent, turn away from our sins, and receive this gift by faith, trusting in Him and not in yourself. So yun, one verse na yun. Diba? Was that hard? You know, that's very simple. If you just use that tool, including the God test, you'll be able to do it. Okay? Okay ba yun? Okay, sige, sample na natin. Share mo yung gospel, yung katabi mo, tingnan natin kung masisave. Oh, meron pa bang comment dyan, Chris? So ano ulit yung personal, ano nyo?
Personal yung lack of faith. Kasi parang natansya mo na yung, kunwari, like my grandmom, 80-year-old woman. Hindi ko alam kung lack of faith nga yan. Kasi parang iniisip mo, masisave mo ba yung lola mo? Parang ganun, makikinig ba siya sa'yo? Yung mga ganong thoughts, di ba? Parang...
You know, valid yan, ha? Di ba, isipin mo na, so share na ko na to. Mukhang, ano eh, set na yung ways nila eh.
Mm.
Diba? Diba? Ikaw rin ba, bro? May ganun ka rin ba?
Sa family ko, iyan yung mindset ko. Parang inisip ko, mukhang hindi naman sila open eh. Sabi pa ng parents ko growing up, parang ikaw na lang, last ka na, na born again. The rest hindi na pwedeng invite.
Parang ikaw lang yung tonight, tapos the rest hindi na sila, no? You know what? That's also a common thing, yung lack of faith. We all also struggle with that. But we got to remember, our job is just to preach the word. Whether that person gets saved or not, the pressure is not on us. Ang gawin lang natin is we give the message, we speak the message. That's it. Hindi mo naman makukonvince. It's the work of God. Salvation is God's work. It's not your work. So kapag hindi na-save yung tao, hindi. Parang sa prayer, di ba? You pray for somebody, people get well. Some people don't. You know, they don't get well. Diba? Does it mean that you're gonna stop praying for people if they don't get well? No. Naalala ko, diba? Katama ko dati si Pastor Fred, nag-pray kami, the sick. Sa hospital bed na lang, daming tubes na gano'n. Silublog ko, naku, wala akong faith para makitang gumaling to. Kasi grabe, mukhang grabe na talaga eh. Tapos after 2 days or a day, na-heal. You know? Lumabas. May iba naman, may mga binisita namin, pinag-pray. Following day, namatay. Yeah, but our job is to pray for people. But guess what? Will it stop us from going to pray for people again because people don't accept? People don't get well? We need to continue doing it. Okay. Dito na ba tayo? Sino spokesperson nyo dito? Si Anna. Mukhang pinasa lang sa'yo. Ah. Hindi ka binolunteer ka. O, si Anna naman.
Actually, copy-paste lang din ng iba. It's like...
By the way, time out. When is your group? We want to hear new answers. Okay, new answers dapat. No pressure. Sige, game.
Actually, one is shy, nahihiya ka.
Shy.
Okay. Yeah, for the others, yun na, others. And then, yun, the other is rejection. Mm. Lack of love and concern, yun, selfishness na rin. Boils down to selfishness. Unsure of his knowledge about the gospel. And the last one is skill. Wala siyang skill, no practice. Hindi siya marunong mag-communicate.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, personally, I mean, for your group.
For our group is, yes, a staff time and timing.
Then, time and timing.
Yes. And then lack of concern kung minsan, kasi parang feeling mo, magkikita naman tayo ulit eh, sa susunod na lang. Or parang ganun. Parang there's no sense of urgency.
Parang procrastination, ano?
Yes.
Oh, sige.
And then, yun, minsan is the fear of rejection. You're feeling that you are not welcome.
Mm.
And then, yun na nga. Yun lang pa sa amin.
Okay, so, great. Okay, now, we'll all ask puro mga personal, and then we're going to deal with it. Okay, one by one. Okay, who's, thank you. Alabang group, dito, who's the spokesperson? Ikaw, no more. Oh, personal na kagad. Kasi yung mga generals, pareho na eh.
Almost similar din. Yung niisip namin is ano, not giving time. Hmm. Parang we're always thinking na ang daming ginagawa, ang daming gagawin.
Sino dito busy? Siguro naman lahat tayo.
So sometimes yung mindset of time ko na to, for myself na to. Yeah. Let's close our heads and bow.
Let's close our eyes. Huh? Okay. So paano 'yon? Paano nga natin mababattle 'yon? Kasi sa sobrang natin busy na ginagawa, parang maganda time off ko na 'to eh, 'di ba? Parang sometimes, you know. 'Di ba? So that's a concern also because you're busy, you have kids, you have ano, 'di ba? But I think the way to battle that is just, Lord, here, if you pray this prayer, Lord, use me, give me opportunities. God is going to provide the opportunities. Yes, God will also provide the opportunities, but you also got to remember that we also have to go out and look for opportunities. Ay, walang pinrovide si Lord yan eh. Ah, okay lang. This month, wala pa rin pinrovide. No, but we got to be active. Why was it be active in sharing your faith? Okay, dito, sino spokesperson? Oh, si Janet ka, veteran ka agad.
Okay. Yun din, kasi less opportunity because andito kami nag But we were thinking syempre sumasakay ka naman ng taxi, pupunta ka ng department store. So but if we have the tool na sinasabi mo, maybe we can use that. Kasi syempre cold evangelism, diba? Parang bumibili ka lang ng something, then like what you did sa bar, maybe, yun.
Well, we don't usually do the cold anymore, diba? We usually don't do it, but you know what? Sometimes it'd be good to try it. Maybe it might get your evangelism fire going if you start stepping out in faith like that. Diba? I mean, you know, why don't you try it? Have you tried it? You know? Diba? So, subukan lang natin. Hindi, tapos na pa tayo, hindi pa, no? O, sino spokesperson nyo dito?
Ako na daw po.
Okay. Sige po. Si Lorelai.
Lorelai from QC. Sa personal po yun, less interaction with unbelievers. And second also, especially for us din po, is what you were before Christ. So they knew you, the people, before you knew Christ, diba po? So when you're sharing with them, parang may doubt sila. Especially like college or high school friends. If they knew who you were.
You know what? You can actually use that to your advantage.
Yeah.
You can turn that, instead of becoming a liability, it can become an advantage and an asset. Because kilala ka dati. Tapos ngayon, pag may nakita ka na, ay, ganyan ka na pala. Wow, ano nangyari sa'yo? So you can actually use that as a jumping point. Like me, pag may mga high schooler, ano nila, tawag nila sa akin, wow, gulat, ano, oh, father, dito, ano. Kasi kilala nila ako dati. Hindi ako mala father dati. So you could use that as a jumping point, you know, diba? We'll use that as a jumping point. So, but that's also valid, you know, because you say, ay, kilala ko na ito, maniniwala ba sa akin yun? You know, okay. Anyway, sino pa ba? Tapos na dito. Dalawang group na lang. O, dito na muna. Bro, sino spokesperson nyo? Yung mga, ano na? Di ba wala kang grupo? Di ba dun ka?
Masabit lang ako eh. Pero sa amin kasi, familiarity and convenience din eh. Kasi, dahil nasa paligid ka na nga ng Christian, so parang hassle pa na gumawa ka pa ng paraan sa lumabas. Parang ganun. Oh, kasi convenience eh.
Ano, time na ako? Time na ba ako? Wait, 1 minute pa eh. Hello ka lang, Jack. O sige, one more minute. You know what? Okay, last group muna before I make a comment. Last group. Wait, so, ikaw na ba?
Jeline, sorry. Okay. Ayun po. Sa amin po, preference.
Preference.
Tapos yung dali mo na lang yung tao sa service para yung pastor na lang. At saka po ano, yung relationship parang i-build. Parang build.
Pinaka-original yun. Galing talaga. Bago yun ah. Okay guys, now you've heard all the barriers. But once you know this, that it's Christ's love that's going to compel you, that God has given us the ministry, the message, and He's given us, you know, as ministers of reconciliation, it will overcome all these barriers. And I just want to encourage you, when was the last time you've shared? Maybe a long time ago, maybe recently, but now's just the time to step out in faith. I just want to say, no matter what barriers you're facing today, you can overcome it all because God's Spirit lives in you. When it comes to sharing the gospel, ito yung problema. Sometimes you look to yourself. If you look to the power of the Holy Spirit, anything can happen. So it's the Holy Spirit inside you that's going to make you passionate to share the word. So mawawala yung mga fear of rejection kasi yung Holy Spirit na, it's the Holy Spirit moving inside of you. Amen? So let's just pray right now. Father, I thank you for every person in this place. I pray, Lord God, that you would reignite a fire for evangelism. Lord, that they would go out and step out. Lord God, Lord, I pray, Father, that you're going to provide opportunities. That it doesn't matter whether they're working here or working, Lord God, in their different churches, being so busy. Lord, thank you that you're going to open doors, that they may preach the word with boldness. I pray, Father, that you're going to light up a fire in their hearts today, that they're going to say, Lord, here I am. Use me, Lord, to do the work of an evangelist. Lord, I pray against any kind of complacency. If you're here today, every head bowed, you feel complacent about this thing, and you're saying, Lord, reignite that fire. Just lift up your hands before Him. Say, God, I want that fire reignited. I don't want to be complacent and sharing the gospel anymore, but I want to step out. Lord, I pray for each one raising their hands. I pray even right now, God, that you give them the fire, Lord, to share the word, to do the work of an evangelist, Lord, that they're not going to sit back, but they're going to step out and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Lord, thank you for your word. We thank you for the ministry of reconciliation that you've entrusted to us. We give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you.